Manhunt by Simon Armitage. This is a poem told from the perspective of the wife of a peacekeeper in the Bosnian War who was severely injured when a bullet entered his body and sort of ricocheted around his body, and it tells of all the horrendous injuries that he suffered, not just physically but also the mental scarring. There are lots of metaphors in the poem. Simon Armitage uses lots of language about war. What would we say are some of the main or the most powerful metaphors in the poem?
Okay, shall I start off then? Because I think one of the most powerful for me is in the second stanza, when it says, "Only then would he let me trace the frozen river which ran through his face." So obviously the frozen river is a metaphor explaining sort of the marks that maybe tears would make as they flow down his face. And it also makes us think of perhaps a map showing, showing how a river gouges a path, if you like, through the landscape. So it's suggesting, the word frozen is suggesting sort of the coldness that perhaps has affected his emotions, and the pain that he's undergone, and the fact that it's now reflected on his face, and it's perhaps there forever, he'll never escape it.
Yeah, frozen for me also makes me think like he's frozen in time, maybe frozen because he can't escape what he's seen in the war, or maybe frozen at the point when he was hit by the bullet, he's trying to escape.
Yeah, brilliant.
That feeling.
It's always good to try and explain an image in as many ways as you can. You know, a couple of interpretations will get you a really good mark. What other images or metaphors do we like?
One that really stands out to me is about halfway down when it says the parachute silk of his punctured lung. And to me, that one, it stands out firstly because it's right at the end of a really long sentence. I think it's the first full stop we've got in this structure. But also because it shows how fragile the human body is. So it's not just a lung, but it's parachute silk, which is so fragile, showing how kind of delicate his life is. And then we've also got the idea of the parachute being something that's used in war. So we've got the war image is kind of permanently, it's become permanently part of his body, and yet he's such a fragile, the human body is so fragile. I thought that was quite a powerful image.
Yeah, that is a really interesting one. Any other images that catch our eye?
I'm quite drawn to the further on down towards line 20, skirting along, only then could I picture the scan, the fetus of metal beneath his chest where the bullet had finally come to rest. So we normally think of the fetus as being the baby growing in the mother's womb, a sign of new life, of wonderment really. But here, the fetus for this soldier is something that's damaging and dangerous. So there is a juxtaposition between the idea of the baby, which is something to be celebrated, and this metal that's done him so much damage. And I think that's incredibly strong.
Yeah,
and
agree.
Moving.
Yes.
Perhaps something else to note down as well as the structure of the poems that we've talked about. In fact, it's quite a long way through where you get the first full stop. But I think the structure can somehow reflect the way that the wife is tracing the soldier's injuries. And finally, she comes to rest at this unexploded mine in his buried deep in his mind, which potentially is the mental effects of his injury rather than the physical effects. And what the two people talk about, because it's a true story or based on the true events, is how he suffered so terribly from post-traumatic stress and how that manifested itself in their relationship. Which poems do we think we could link it to? So we know that in the exam there has to be a comparison of poems. Are there any that we could link it to? Any particular images?
I think for me, if you turn to page 20, Mamet's Wood by Owen Shears, there's a really, really strong connection between how each poet describes the fragility of the human body and how easily broken it is. So in Mamet's Wood, Shears describes the farmers digging up their fields years and years, you know, maybe 100 years after the First World War and the Battle of the Somme, and finding the soldiers' skeletons there, the soldiers that have not had a proper burial. And in the fourth line, he writes, "A chit of bone, the china plate of a shoulder blade, the relic of a finger, the blown and broken bird's egg of a skull." So again, you've got the metaphors there describing how easily broken the human bones are and how delicate they are, comparing them to a china plate. And then the shoulder blade itself is compared, is used itself in The Manhunt by Simon Armitage. And Simon Armitage in The Manhunt compares the shoulder blade to the rudder, almost like a rudder of a boat, the fractured rudder of a shoulder blade. You know, the idea that something, a rudder on a boat, is something that guides the boat through the water and is also very thin and very fragile. Has anyone else got any other interpretations of rudder?
Well, it seems like the rudder, the guidance of his life has been lost because of the damage. So he doesn't know himself anymore. He doesn't know where he's going. He's suffering from this stress. He's not the person he used to be. That's what struck me about it.
Yeah. Brilliant.
I also think the way he's been described as being like the rudder on a boat or like the parachute is almost like he's been used like a machine. He's no longer a human. He's being used like part of this war material, and maybe it's been forgotten that he is actually human and fragile.
War machine.
Right, and that concludes our analysis of The Manhunt with its link to Mamet's Wood.